And my guest is Simon Belshaw from Two Times Do. Simon, welcome to Tone FM. Who are and what do Two Times Do do?
Hello, Darren. Two Times Do, we're a community interest company. We've been running for approximately a year now. And we do workshops, technological workshops, creative technology, we like to think of it as. We do a lot of things with art and music and use computers such as the Raspberry Pi to compose music and generate music on.
Just explain to somebody that doesn't know or understand the Raspberry Pi thing what it actually is.
Okay, the Raspberry...
Because I think it's genius. I remember when it first came out, I was like, really?
Yes, yeah. We've the Raspberry Pi is it's a single board computer. It costs around about £30, and it'll do everything a normal computer will do, a little bit slowly than most computers, but it'll still do that. And more importantly than that, it's got some pins that you can actually connect things to. Mm. So you can make contacts with the outside world, you can turn on lights, you can receive signals from all sorts of sensors.
So basically, a Raspberry Pi, if this is the best way of describing it, is your normal desktop computer, the main engine room of a normal desktop computer without the fancy casing.
Absolutely, yeah, that's right. That's it. That's exactly what it is. It is just the board, the motherboard from a computer.
If you look behind the back of that little flat screen there that I'm pointing to just here, and up there, you'll see two Raspberry Pis.
So you've got them running in here. Excellent.
The radio station is run by a Raspberry Pi. Brilliant. Excellent. And you're also a composer.
That's right.
Are you a composer? When I think of composers, I think a man at the front of the orchestra with a big stick.
Right, yeah. I'm not quite that sort of traditional yeah. composer.
Although but you write music.
I do write music. I've studied music. You know, I have a PhD in composition, so I've done it all sort of seriously, if you like to put it in those terms. But my main interest is in what's known as sort of generative music, which in other words is music that will compose itself. So by setting up a number of rules and parameters, a piece of music will actually generate itself from that.
Which is what you're here to tell us about, because Absolutely. There's a project taking place at the library called the Glass Box.
The Glass Box, which is a part of the library.
Okay.
It's been up and running for just over a year.
Of course, yeah, that's right, yeah, because the visitor centre moved out of there.
That's right.
And they're our next door neighbours now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the Glass Box moved in, that's it.
That's
now,
right.
Just explain what is going to be happening on the weekend of the 19th to the 20th of May.
It's actually just on the Saturday, the 20th of May.
Oh, right,
May,
okay.
And it takes place all day between 10 and 4, and it's what we call a music hack. So the idea is that we're going to get a lot of people to come in. We're going to have a lot of technology. So we'll have the Raspberry Pis and other pieces of equipment. And what we're going to do is spend the whole day working on devising a piece of music that we will then perform at the end of the day.
Any piece of music? Or
It's going to be a particular piece of music that we're going to compose on the day. We're going to develop what's known as a tech score. And tech scores have been around for quite some time.
What is a tech score?
A tech score is a series of instructions rather than notated music. Mm-hmm. So what it does is actually allow people who have none or little musical ability to get involved as well. And this is part of what we're trying to do, is just to encourage everybody to come along. You don't have to be a fantastic musician. You don't have to be able to play anything, but you can still get something out of this by helping us produce sounds. And in the same way that we're using the Raspberry Pi, we don't expect people to know everything about that. In fact, we don't expect them to know anything. And we want to just encourage people. What's more important is just the ability to be inventive, to be creative, and just come along and experiment, because we just want people to come along, try things out, and we'll see how it goes.
So it is an open book then, basically?
It is, absolutely. We have no idea what's going to happen. We have a format that we want to sort of stick to. So we're going to introduce the idea of, we're going to look at some tech scores that have already been composed. We're going to try and develop our own on that. But what we want to do is to make it that every sound that's produced will be an original sound. So I don't want people coming along with violins or flutes or whatever instrument they play, because we're going to produce all the sounds ourselves.
Right, so you don't want people to rock up with their own instruments or anything like that?
No, all the sounds have to be new and made on that day. So it might be that we hack into children's toys or children's keyboards, and that's an acceptable thing that we would have.
Is the word hack an appropriate word to use? Do you think, when you can think, when, do you see where I'm going with that question?
Well, I think the word hack has become associated with people doing bad things.
Mm.
And actually that isn't what it means. What it really means is just taking something that's working or may not be working and hacking it to make it work better. And that's the term that we're using.
Right,
here.
Okay.
So it's not doing anything. We're not going to break into people's computers and get their bank account details, which has nothing to do. It's absolutely nothing to do with that.
You know, because somebody, you know, your average ordinary everyday punter probably wouldn't understand you were going from with that.
Hacking actually is a good term. It just means you're taking something. And
well, next time I get arrested for hacking, I'll say, well, look, you know, Steve said it was all
right. That's right. Yes.
So what do you aim to achieve at the end of this then?
Well, our aim is to have a performance of a piece, and we'd like to have a recording of that piece, and we want to obviously have a piece that could then be taken and performed by other people.
Is it something that we could play on the radio as well?
Yes, it is, absolutely. We shall produce a recording of it and then send it to you. And if you,
oh no, you no, I'd love to. I think because when we initially started to talk about this, I was trying to get my head around what it was you're actually trying to achieve. And now I've met you and you've talked about it a bit more, I understand it.
Right.
And I think this is definitely something that I'd be interested in following.
Excellent.
And if we're available on the day, we'll obviously be there to help and assist as well. I think it'd be quite an interesting project.
Yes. Yeah.
And definitely, yes, we will more than happy play it for you.
Excellent. Great. Yeah.
So if anybody wants to get involved, or anybody's got any ideas, what do you suggest they do? How do they come about it?
Well, they can get in touch with us directly, and our email address is hello@2timesdo.co.uk. Two is the number two, and then the word times, and then do, D-O. So you can get in touch with us there. You can book tickets directly from Eventbrite. If you follow the link, which is bit.ly, so bit.ly/musichacktaunton, all one word, and you can get all, there's more information about exactly what we're doing and links to where you can buy the tickets. So tickets are £10 per person. Children under 11 need to be accompanied by an adult, but there is a joint ticket, an adult and child ticket at £15 if you're taking that option.
And what times are you on for?
It starts at 10 and we'll run till 4. There will be a break for lunch, so bring some sandwiches. But we'll probably just work through that anyway, just take a little bit of, have a cup time for a cup of tea.
It sounds like a really interesting project, and I'd very much like to keep a watch on the process of that. And Steve, thanks very much for coming to share this with us.
You're welcome.
If you want to listen again, you can do at tonefm.co.uk.